Welcome to the Virtual Compounds Tangent Talks, where we get way off topic while recording episodes. Here is a tangent from episode 2.
I love nugget ice. I mean, I've had 5 kids, not because I like going to the hospital for labor and delivery to get their special
to get the ice.
but maybe a little bit. And I joke about that, but my husband got me one over the summer when we got back because I'm obsessed with it. And I drink sparkling water all the time and I like my nugget ice.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds amazing. Of course, Amelia is the reason that I have a refrigerator full of sparkling water, but we'll get into that on another day.
So I have a problem.
She does.
In the world, in a world where I could be addicted to so many things.
Right. Water.
Water. I feel like sparkling water is like pretty on the tame end.
I mean, I think you're probably like a 0.5. We'll give it that. No, I'm just kidding.
When moving to Japan, I'll just say this. I called my friend that lived here. I was like, can I get LaCroix? And this is like, Sam, this is like, you know, like, your husband calls and is like, we could get orders to this place. How do you feel about that? Literally, I'm like, hold on. Hang up with him. Call my friend. Can I get sparkling water LaCroix, like specifically, at the commissary? She says yes. I'm like, great. Hung up. Call Sam back. Yes, we can move to Japan.
Mine started before we left the last time. So I knew that I could get it. But the fact, like, I love Japanese sparkling water. It has more flavor and more carbonation, so I really love, like, especially the grapefruit, like the Wilkinson or whatever.
Yes. But I didn't know that existed because obviously I've never been out here. So
I found it during the great sparkling water famine that we had.
That was so awful.
It was horrible. It was so bad.
Oh my gosh.
And then we started drinking
from my memory.
Yeah. I know.
The cranberry lime polar.
I love those though,
and
actually.
So I do too, but that, like, you could only find polar. So I started drinking those and I love it. It's one of my favorite flavors. And then, like, it was gone and I couldn't find it. And then I found like 5 or 10 cases. So I bought a bunch and I dropped them off at your house.
Yes. I remember that. I wasn't I in quarantine at the time? I'm pretty sure I was in quarantine.
No, you weren't
the time.
Home. Because I just showed up at your house and, like, threw them inside because it was like...
Oh, that's what it was. You just sent me a picture of it, but I couldn't get there before we knew that it was going to be gone. So, yeah, you went and got them all. That's what it was. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I forgot about the salmon.
Oh, it was so
bad.
That's
like when I... Mm. That was so bad.
It was so bad.
I bought...
That's why
I
would stock up.
Yeah.
I bought the... What are they?
The big Perriers.
Perriers. Yes. And I'd, like, hide them from my children because my kids are obsessed with LaCroix, too. I had them convinced for a while that LaCroix was soda. So, like, it's my own fault. But I literally hid them. And one day Sam took one to work. And I was like, oh,
I remember that.
Did you just take, for, like, marine things? No.
Yeah.
No, we're in, like, hard times right now, okay?
Right. Well, and then
this is not water for drinking, for, like, marine things, okay?
This is when she also started drinking a flavor that she only kind of liked, simply because Sam hated it. And that way she knew that he wouldn't touch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coconut.
I do that.
No one in the house likes coconut except me.
And I don't either.
So I buy coconut. So, like, also, no one is, like, as obsessed.
That's true.
I also hate drinking, like, room temperature water. I mean, I'll do it.
It's good for you, though.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Same.
So is running, and I also hate that.
See, we had this conversation, same. Lacey. There you go.
Yes, we did. She was, like, trying to convince me I would do a 5 or a 10K, and I was like, you underestimate how much I hate running. And she's like, we'll never get Amelia to do it. I'm like, you're never going to get me to do it either.
Never.
So, you guys come out here in October and stand there with, like, signs and LaCroix for me at the finish line for the
Yes, but
Marine
my
Corps?
Sign is going to say worst parade ever.
That's fine. That's fine.
I
love it.
Or do it here because then Amelia and I don't have to go where it's cold. And you can run where it's not cold.
But
'Cause
you're
running in the
right.
cold hurts your lungs.
You're right, but why it wants to specifically do that one? So that's the one that I have to do. I know.
I get with the program.
I know.
West Coast is better.
We'll see what happens. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Tangent Talks. Tune in next week for our next full episode and follow us on Instagram at The Virtual Compound Podcast for more content.